Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone, from depressing Bronco land. They give us some hope in the second drive, and that was it for an offense. But anyway, Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. I'm going to talk about what's going on in Minnesota today.
Land of a Thousand Lakes.
Yeah. And we wanted to bring in Ron Hanks, who is a former military, has a lot of expertise, and there's a lot of stuff going on the
land for a lot of important offices.
Prominent grassroots candidate, a guy by the name of Eric Schwalm. If you don't follow him on X, you need to. It's S-C-H-W-A-L-M, and it's followed by Eric, E-R-I-C, Schwalm, with a 5132. Follow him on Twitter. But he had an outstanding post today that's being spread all over the place, which I absolutely agree with. And that's like what's going on in Minnesota. These are not protests, okay? The talk is not...
This is a color revolution.
Yeah, it's not, was this a good shoot, a bad shoot? It is so much bigger, so much more insidious, and frankly, so much more dangerous than that. So I wanted to bring Ron Hanks on to get his take with his military background. So first off, hey, Ron, thank you for your time. Appreciate it today.
Well, good afternoon. It's good to see you both. Thanks for the time today.
Yeah. So I'm going to just read a little bit from this guy's post, and then I want you to comment on it. He's a former Green Beret. He said that this is essentially, it has a low-level insurgency infrastructure, the kind of stuff he saw in the military. He said they've got signal groups with dedicated roles, mobile chasers, plate checkers. They're doing surveillance on vehicles to see if they're ICE. They're dispatching centers. He said it's what he called something like they're reporting the size, activity, location, unit, time, and equipment. And then they rapidly escalate from observation to physical obstruction and attacks on the ICE agents. And then they launch a very sophisticated, I guess I would call it narrative machine to push out the video and the false narratives that they want. And he backed by basically politicians who all want this to happen too. And we'll get into the funding in a second. But he said, this is not a, you know, people going, ICE has got to go, right? This is, he said, a sophisticated, he called it low-level insurgency. I mean, your take on that?
Yeah, I think he's absolutely right. I think he has obviously more direct experience in that kind of operation, but I've, as an intel guy, have seen that happen as we analyze it, and I think he's spot on. I think the signal group communication control in particular is what catches my eye and ear, and the fact that the Minnesota lieutenant governor is an administrator on that signal channel where they're tracking ICE. So it seems to me, Representative Anna Paulina Luna mentioned that they better lawyer up because they're going to get tracked down on this, and they should.
Right. Well, and he talks about when you read in the New York Post has done some good work on this, as has Fox, and they sort of Fox Digital team has done some good work.
Even Fox Digital is usually awful.
Yeah, well, tracking in real time. So they'll talk about, they'll have people out there roaming around the community. They're following the ICE agents. They're running license plate, which, by the way, I got to wonder, how are they doing that? They clearly have law enforcement cooperation there because license plate names and things like that, it's not publicly available. And then they're sending people to spy. Then they've had people who they have different, that they talk about different people in the signal group who have joined it or assigned different roles. And they start out maybe observing, then other people tape, but then they escalate. And to me, I mean, this is not your typical law enforcement operation. It's almost like we're sending the ICE agents into enemy territory where the enemy is hiding amongst and disguising themselves as civilians, and all of it, I think, designed to get exactly what's been happening, and that is people hurt, don't you think?
Well, I do. And then look what they did with the Minnesota National Guard, where they put them in vests. I heard Steve Bannon say this morning as well. But the only thing they didn't make them wear is a cone hat with bunny ears, you know, but they're handing out coffee and donuts, not to ICE or law enforcement, but to the protesters. And, you know, the only thing you could say about that is, you know, if you're looking to get a little undercover information, maybe that's a way to do it. But I'm real sure that's not what's happening. You know, that was just emasculating the Minnesota National Guard, and I think making ICE look bad for the mainstream media, which, you know, somebody said it today, I'd like to credit them, but, you know, mainstream media isn't news, it's a script. And when you go through all of these different channels, this is a script for a color revolution. I would take it back to Barack Hussein Obama. I would take it back to China being in the game, you know, being right next to Canada. Canada's, I think, is a lot more pro-China right now than we even know. And this is an easy opportunity for them to do information operations warfare against us. So I may be wrong on who I think it is, but with all the world events going on, I think China's there. Peter Schweiker's book coming out with... The fact that there's 53 Mexican consulates in this country, and, you know, a country like the United States doesn't have that many in Russia or any other. Those are influence operation facilities as well. I think we need to at least look at that.
You know, I agree. And you look at some of the funding and that some people, again, on the internet have done some great work tracing the funding. But some of these anti-ICE Antifa organizations, a lot of them are funded directly and then through subsidiaries he set up by a guy named Neville Singham, who is a Marxist billionaire based in Shanghai. So there's your China connection right there. I'm sure he's not doing much that China isn't aware of and doesn't support.
You know, I might recommend to your audience to follow on X Data Republican, small r. I think everybody knows who she is from the Doge. But, you know, 48 hours into an event, she's broken down who's paying for it. And she did that today with this with these protests.
Yeah. And again, I think the one thing that we need to be aware of, because the left will fuel this, and that is that these were innocent, like they talk about he was a protester. It's like, no, he wasn't a protester. And they're like, was it a good shoot or a bad shoot? And to me, so here's a guy whose assignment from these signal groups in this essentially color revolution is to go there and to confront and obstruct the ICE agents. Well, that's a felony. He's carrying a gun without it. He doesn't have any ID, which is required. He's carrying a gun while he's committing a
fully loaded,
which is another felony. Right. So here you've got a guy going there to commit a felony, carrying a gun. I mean, it'd be like if you walked into a bank to rob it with a gun and bad things happen and you're like, oh, well, hey, I'm an innocent, you know, whatever. As Peter Boyles would say, bye, you know,
ever.
It's the same kind of thing. And so, but the left jumps up and down their narrative, as you said, that the media is just following a script. And I think that to me, too many people are falling into the left trap of like, oh, well, these are protesters and we can't be killing Americans in the street. But these are people who they're insurgents. I mean, their whole goal, I believe, is to create chaos, and they're Marxists, and overthrow.
Well, they all saw what the Floyd protests did. I mean, those really changed the world. And so, you know, for a person or two dying, they're more than happy to make them martyrs to their cause.
Yeah, and a couple of things strike me as you mention your statements or your comments. AI is a dangerous adversary in all of this, because I've seen video and still pictures where they've changed what was in the man's hand.
Yes.
And it gets to the point, and that's what mainstream media is showing, is where it is not a weapon. And then you see another one that says it is a weapon. And I don't know that we have the fidelity of cameras and angles, unless by pure luck, to know this for sure. But, you know, go ahead, please.
Again, when you look at the signal group and going back to the whole thing, that this is a low-level insurgency that's being orchestrated, organized, and funding by bad actors, whether in China, here, or wherever. So they sent people. I mean, where are these videotapes coming from, right? They're not coming from just people who happen to be wandering by and captured it on tape, right? These are people who are specifically set up to tape it. And so then they're very selectively releasing the video. Go back to the Renee Good thing. You know, her partner was videotaping it. We've never seen that videotape, have we? Right? Because it wouldn't be good. So you're absolutely right. I mean, they're selectively. Now, I heard today they were Fox was reporting that the ICE officers, or I guess their Border Patrol officers, had their body cams on. So, you know, but sometimes that can be so confusing. But again, I think we're missing the point if we're getting too bogged down to was it good or bad. This is a guy who went to commit a felony, armed with a gun, another felony, who was part of a larger group trying to
disrupt,
obstruct, and provoke attacks. So, I mean, to me, it's like if there hadn't been a shooting here, they would have pushed it even more. You can't do
it. No, they're going to push it more. And, you know, yes, it's too bad you have. I mean, it's too bad you had, you know, people who want to pull the trigger. I mean, I've watched lots of police shootings with little or no provocation. And with these kind of ones, with lots of provocation, I mean, some are quote unquote not good shootings or bad shootings, but they're all in for a bad cause. And we spend all our time, Tucker Carlson was crying for Renee Good. I forget all the people, you know, who were saying, well, this guy's all, you know, how could they kill him? Kind of like who are Republicans, right? So you have to have your mentally disabled Republicans all chiming in to make sure that the Democrats get their narrative out and talk about the bigger picture. I mean, they want to take the United States and change its demographics, allow 10 million or more. That's how many Biden got in.
Illegal immigrants. Before.
Yeah, from third, turn into a third world population. And then we're all set. Get rid of the family, get rid of everything else. And then you can have a real revolution.
Utopia.
We have just a perfect, we have a perfect Brazil, you know?
Venezuela.
Yeah. You know, my point on the video, though, is it's kind of like the first person in a conflict to call 911 is the victim. And, you know, that's the old adage. And with this video, they were very quick to get it into the news cycle, whether it was accurate or not. And then they can sit there and do more influence operations with it. And once you get behind the curve like that with the truth, it's a little hard to,
Well, they still do hands up, don't shoot. I mean,
well, and you look at, you know, some people have been critical of the Trump administration, you know, where we're supposed to say, well, we're not going to comment. We're going to wait for the investigation to run its course and they'll do it. We can't do that anymore. Like I said, it's an insurgency. These people essentially have declared war on us and they're, when you, again, you go through the signal group chats and you can see how, which have been infiltrated, you know, by good guys, basically. And they show how fast they're pushing that narrative out. And they launch it on one site, then they duplicate it on other sites and they use puppets and things like what they call sock puppets, whatever, to push this all out, you know, fake social media accounts. If the Trump administration is going to wait months for an investigation to conclude, we've lost. And they know that. And so I'll give them some slack for that, for because you can't wait. Like you said, you'd have to be like, you know, you're in a war and you're like, well, let's just wait and see if things calm down. It's like, no, you know, they're.
But is the Trump administration smart enough? Send more troops in there, keep the commotion up, but take all the other ones and do major deportation proceedings in other places, non blue city ones, but do, you know, major ones where you're deporting, you know, 3,000 a day, which is the original goal. Use this time. Don't, you know, pretend you're concentrating on Minnesota, but really get them everywhere else in which you have low visibility to really start trying to, you know, cut down the number of 10 million that came here.
Well, you know, I'd like to credit some of the sources of the thoughts and information, but there's so many out there that I'm going to miss a few. But somebody made that comment today that the ICE operations are going very well in Memphis, Tennessee. And, you know, this is obviously a ploy in Minneapolis, and certainly with the billions of dollars that have gone through the Somali daycare scams and so forth. It's a nice a deviation from the investigation. And I guess my fear is if this is a legitimate color revolution, I believe it is, and it has advisors from other countries, I believe it does. What we're seeing in Minneapolis is not the end game of the enemy. And this, I have very, very high level concerns for the safety of certainly President Trump, Hegseth, Holman, but the entire government. I mean, think about if this is a color revolution with Chinese influence, globalist influence, certainly communist, and we had open borders for 4 years, we got 70,000 military age Chinese males in this country, and that's just the manpower. What about the nuclear suitcases that we all remember from the Russia days, or you know, the dirty bombs or the Wuhan virus? There's a lot of things they could do to tear this up. And while we're focusing on idiocy in Minneapolis and very useful idiots, we got big operations happening elsewhere in the country. And that's really where I'm most concerned at this point.
You know, that's a good point, because you're right. If, you know, if this is a color revolution, a low level insurgency, which I agree with you, I think it is. You're right. There is somebody, this isn't just like a bunch of Antifa goofballs sitting around on Saturday night over pizza going, oh, let's do this, right? Somebody is giving them marching orders. Somebody is funding it, and somebody has a motive behind the funding of it, unless we know who's funding it, but there's a motive behind it. And there is, I think you're probably right. These people, to a certain extent, are the foot soldiers, but somebody back there is the mastermind with a bigger end game than just creating chaos in Minnesota, I think.
Yeah, and I think Trump is experiencing that and uncovering it, hopefully, masterfully. It seems like he's doing the right thing, going to Davos and calling them out for being puppets of the globalist communist regimes. Carney instantly goes to China for a trade deal, but you find out later that Justin Trudeau had already been there 10 years earlier and approved some acoustic sensors in the waters off of the Puget Sound, Washington State, where we have our nuclear submarines. And you find out that, you know, Canada can end up being a Chinese puppet here. And Waltz has been to China over and over again, the governor of Minnesota. I'd say a lot of things are pointing to China, and I don't know if it's making it more dangerous for us or if it's everybody's on their heels, but Xi Jinping had a military junta that he had to put down. And so it seems to me we've got a lot of actions in the air right now by our enemies while they are being undermined, and they're vulnerable. So this is as dangerous as any point in the Cold War, I would argue.
Well, you're right. You know, Trump going to Davos and saying globalism is dead. I mean, you know, nothing is, you know, worse and more dangerous than sort of an animal backed into a corner, right? And so and he's dismantling some of this globalist stuff.
Well, it's amazing that they decided to pick for the replacement of Schwab as the head, Larry Fink. I mean, somebody called him a...
Is he BlackRock?
Yeah, he's head of BlackRock. You know, he's called a cartoon evil guy. So they get Larry Fink. He's in Davos, and you know, you couldn't get more obvious what they're doing.
Yeah, it's I'm very concerned about, you know, the things going on around the world, and if China is the what's the word I'm looking for, the nexus of all of this, and they are becoming unstable. You know, we've got situations in Iran where I think we might have gone in and helped them last week, but that's one of China's last allies. There might have been conversations among the countries that, you know, you better not go in or we'll start a nuclear conflagration, you know, China to the U.S., and we may have held off from helping out that revolution, which I believe is largely organic. I know there's Mossad in there and perhaps CIA. I can't confirm either. But anyway, my point is there's activity going on all over the world. And if China's involved in Minnesota right now and things get dicey, how much are they willing to ramp up what's going on there and elsewhere in the country?
That's a good point. And, you know, one thing, too, to keep in mind is Colorado, like in many cases, is sort of one of the, I don't want to say the epicenter, but yeah. Yeah. I mean, for instance, I read a thing where I was talking about the operations against ICE, really, like you said, it's going fine in Memphis, right? And you said they're doing their job other places.
Well, they're maybe. I don't know if they are.
Well, they're basically like 9 counties, apparently, in the whole country where all of this is happening. And Denver is one of them. And in the legislature today, the Democrat legislators, who are openly socialist and Marxist, right, are urging Coloradans to join the Colorado ICE Rapid Response Network, which is this network we're talking about in Minnesota and other places where they, you know, they openly, it's insurrection, like you said, a color revolution, and they're trying to stir it up here, and there's funding here. And then you've got lawmakers pushing it. And I think the Democrats, to a certain extent, are whoever is behind this, the Democrats, I think, are their useful idiots, right? Because the Democrats are like, oh, it makes Trump look bad, so we're for it. We don't really care about destroying America or anything like that.
They don't care.
No, they don't care. But I think, to me, and Ron, what are your thoughts on this? I don't think it's really so much anymore a Democrat-Republican issue. I think it's a...
Americans versus Marxists.
Yeah.
Well, I do, too. And I think it all comes down to fair and fraud-free elections. And we are rapidly approaching a point of no return where if we don't get something settled about the election fraud and the voter rolls and mail-in ballots disappearing and being replaced, we're going to have lousy candidates in the primaries win and go on to the general election. And the problem I see with that is some of these are 6-year terms, like U.S. senators. And if we get some Democrat socialist senators in there with a 6-year tenure ahead of us, it's going to be very difficult to root this out. And, you know, Trump has talked election integrity, but I'm afraid his advisors have mostly worried about the general elections, and they're overlooking the fact that Democrats are going to have communists as their flag bearers, and Republicans are going to have milquetoasts like Mike Johnson, Jeff Hurd, Gabe Evans. I mean, Jeff Crank even went south on us here recently on a vote. And these people aren't true and accurate representations of an honest election. They are what snuck through, like, you know, muck through a screen and made it to the generals. So,
well, and they're funding. And they're funding, Jeff Hurd, Gabe Evans voted to continue funding the National Endowment for Democracy. I mean, they're funding some of the worst, excuse me, NGOs that are funding this low-level insurgency, right? And it's, and I mean, everybody knows that anymore, right? So you got to ask yourself, why are they funding it? I mean, to me, I think there are a lot of Republicans out there who would be happy to lose the midterms because that will weaken Trump. They see it, and they'd rather weaken Trump than have, like you said, you know, who knows what the makeup of Congress is going to be like here in the next several years.
Well, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is particularly egregious, and I've called him a liar from firsthand experience of him lying about me. You know, he's talking proudly that they have passed individual appropriation bills, but what he's really done is shot through a bunch of Biden-era spending that keeps $5 or $6 billion for the funding of illegal immigrants here. And I've made the argument in letters and statements that if we had a heroic Congress, we would take the budget to zero and say nothing is funded until it's been proven constitutional and been audited and we know where it's going. And that's if the United States Congress did nothing else all year, it would be a victory if they just sat and looked at the budget. You know, right now, obviously, they're working on these ridiculous continuing resolutions. Is there an easier way for fraud to be perpetuated than not having voted on a budget, an actual budget since 2007? You know, and that's where they're getting their billions. Mike Johnson gets a couple extra free paychecks out of perpetuating this through fiscal year 26. That's what I, and then hopefully in their mind, they'll win and Trump will be overwhelmed by a bunch of do-nothing milquetoast like Mike Johnson, Jeff Hurd, Gabe Evans.
Well, you know, and let me ask you just a couple more questions and then I'll let you go. But given that, you know, the organization and like you said, the color revolution, they're not going to de-escalate. Their whole point is to escalate it. So, I mean, given your military experience and having seen stuff like this, how do you or how do we being sort of the Trump administration, and I mean, how do we fight? How do we fight it? Because they're not going to de-escalate, right? I mean, Jacob was mentioning Waltz called Trump and they had a good talk. They're not going to.
No.
This is what they want, right?
The communist Chinese, they're not going to say, oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Looking at it maybe from a military point of view, how do you de-escalate something like this once it's gotten this far?
Well, you know, I did 32 years in the service. It was mostly intel type of work, a little bit of Arabic stuff, but a lot of, you know, counter intel. The one thing I want to say is it feels frustratingly dire to us on this side of the argument, because I think Trump and Hegseth and Stephen Miller have done a pretty good job locking down communication and leaks so that what they're doing isn't necessarily being revealed to us and to the people outside of the circle. It feels like nothing's happening. But at the same time, we're going to have to infiltrate. I think Trump is going to have to, you know, call it an insurrection and nationalize the Minnesota Guard, and that would do something, I think, to take Waltz off of his ball game, and then see what happens in the next state. As it stands right now, those are the solutions I see. I probably missed a few, but what are you seeing?
You know, well, maybe sort of counterintelligence, like you said, it seems like, and again, it's kind of like the drug war, I imagine, right? The drug dealers come up with something, a tactic, law enforcement comes up with a tactic to counter that, then they come up with another tactic and it kind of goes back and forth. But it seems to me one of the big things we can do is infiltrate in the signal groups, which apparently we've been able to do. And that way, you know, you have some intelligence about what they're doing. You have some intelligence about who's funding it. I think meanwhile, you start targeting the funding because, I mean, no matter where you are in the world, it's kind of hard to have an insurgency or a color revolution without any cash. So I think that's, and which Trump has indicated they're doing. But, you know, there, I mean, you know, you got to go through the DOJ and all of that kind of thing. So I think, I think one of the biggest things is step number, you know, you don't get cured until you recognize you have a problem. I think, and that's why I so appreciate you coming on. One of the biggest things is recognizing this is not your average aging baby boomer chanting on the sidewalk, right? This is something aimed at accomplishing violence, provoking violence, I think with an ultimate goal of overthrowing the United States as we know it right now.
Yeah, I completely agree. This is not Nancy Pelosi's generation in the 60s doing a beatnik kind of parade around Haight Street, Haight-Ashbury there in San Francisco. This is serious. And the way I look at it is we've got ourselves very close to civil war, and we've got a world war out there as well. And we may be able to handle a two-front war like that, but it's going to be difficult. And one of the ways I would solve the problem is I can't begin to tell you my contempt for Mike Johnson and what a worm I think he is. But he's proudly talking that we have a budget. I hope Trump vetoes it and we start drying up these leeches and ticks in the Somali daycares and the NGO that are feeding this money back to the enemy. And it's our tax money. We have the best, most well-funded enemies because we're paying them right out of our own wallets.
Oh,
And
my.
let's take the budget to zero. Let's go through every item line by line, like Calvin Coolidge did after dinner with his executive officer. You know, hey, that was 100 years ago, and our budget's gone from a few billion to trillions or whatever they can print. But we got to starve them, and then let's whatever other actions. Let's see what happens from there.
All right, Ron, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Wanda, thank you for your time
Thanks,
today
Ron. That's
and your
great
insights.
thoughts. And
yeah,
Hang in the cold
glad to
weather.
do it. Can I? And I didn't mean to interrupt you guys. I'm sorry. We'll blame it on the link. But I saw somebody ask the sources, and one of them is on X is Data Republican. She's a brilliant girl. Cam Higby is the guy that infiltrated the Signal Channel. Gordon Chang is always talking about China. He's not always right, but he's got some sources. And then a female, first name Jennifer, but her call sign on X is Inconvenient Truths. And I would encourage anybody to look at those, and I'd love to share resources. I'm on X as well if anybody wants to reach out to me. But thank you for the time and the opportunity to discuss this, because it's going to get hot.
Yeah,
All
it
right. I'm
is.
sure we'll talk
Yeah, it
sooner
is. Take
rather than
care,
later.
Ron.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ron. We'll see you later. Thank you,
Thank you
sir.
both. Bye now.
Yeah, I think he is right. Again, how do you de-escalate something like this when the
Yeah,
other side's whole
you don't
goal is
want to
ask?
de-escalate it, quite frankly. You just
Yeah.
want to keep it going, but work elsewhere. Don't let it
Good
distract
point.
you. Because if you attempt to de-escalate it, then you're just conceding to them, and it's a negotiation. And it's a don't de-escalate it. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Let them spend all their time and energy, but sure you're elsewhere. Sure you're in Memphis and every other place. And really, Trump hasn't begun this massive deportation. I mean, we deport very few people, and it's sad.
And I think, and then go after the money, right? You stop. I think Ryan has a good point that you turn the money off, and there's nobody funding this, so everybody has to go. They have to go get a real job,
Yeah,
or
right.
whatever, you know. And I don't know.
Started their own Somali daycare center.
Yeah, really. Hey, but then want to kind of switch over to something that's kind of similar to this, but is also going on here in Colorado. So somebody sent me a thing today, and an email has been going out. It went to people in Mesa, Weld, Larimer, Adams, Boulder, Jeffco, Pueblo, and Douglas County. And this is another move to completely overthrow the electoral system in Colorado as we know it. We've talked a lot about the push by Courageous Colorado and Phil Anschutz and Kent Theory to have jungle primaries in Colorado by 2030. Well, this now, they're calling this, they're pushing the League of Women Voters.
Your beloved League of Women Voters.
That's right,
I
has a.
remember a time, because my mother was a member of the League of Voters,
Yeah.
when they really were a good government thing, and
Really?
they really weren't just a bunch of lefty commies.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. So the League of Women Voters Colorado has an alternative voting methods task force.
Task force, yes.
It's not like that's have an election integrity task force. That's clean up the task force. It's an alternative voting method task force. Well, what they want is they're calling it proportional voting, and that's ranked choice voting. And so there is a legislator from Douglas. So we've had Bob Kirkmeyer was trying to get rid of the caucus and assembly, right? But there's a representative, Bob Marshall, out of Douglas
Oh, he's
County,
awful.
who is planning a bill, and they're starting, and they're clever guys. Again, it's like it's an insurrection. They want to start with county commissioners. So he's
Yeah,
going to
why not?
propose a bill that in these counties, that's what was sent to Mesa, Weld, Larimer, Adams, Boulder, Jeffco, Pueblo, and Dunco, because they only have apparently three county commissioners.
Right.
So he wants to propose a bill to give them five,
Five.
because we don't have enough county, we don't have enough bureaucrats and politicians running things. And it would just be a proportional voting. So they would be basically elected by ranked choice voting. They would be elected at large, these five county commissioners, and it would be just ranked choice. Whoever got
And Kathy just put, League of Women Voters are far left and they're crazy witches.
That's
Yes,
right.
they are. Yes, they are.
It's like, and so, but here's the thing to know. So a guy is actually, the legislator is going to propose
And
this.
that'll pass, yeah.
And it'll, well, and here's the thing. I think the other one, the jungle primary is going to end up being a ballot initiative, I think, eventually, because that's constitution and you can't undo it. And
But
this is just,
sure, just get some judge get rid of it.
they're starting slow, right? Don't they have
Well, they
ranked choice
tried
voting?
hard. They tried hard. They had ranked choice voting and jungle primaries. They wanted to get one big swoop last election,
Right.
and it got pounded back as it did in other states. So now they're kind of just getting smaller bites of the
Proportional
apple.
voting.
Proportional.
Well, I mean,
They're wordsmiths. They're great
and
wordsmiths.
proportional. They've tried this though. Well, not tried it. They're doing it in cities, right? And I think
Yeah,
it's a
they did New
serious
York.
slope.
New York was ranked choice voting.
I think there's some cities in Colorado, and well, and not the city itself, but smaller agencies like this, right? Or organizations. And I think that's their plan. They get it in for county commissioners and they say, see, look how well it worked, right? And then they can, well, and again, it's going to be at large. So there's not going to be, for instance, in certain areas, you have certain districts. If you had, commissioner districts, some are going to be left leaning, some are going to be right leaning, some are going to be in the middle. But they want to get rid of all of that. So guess how many Republicans do you think will be elected if we have ranked choice voting
Hopefully
at
none.
large in
Hopefully
these?
none.
I mean, none, right?
Hopefully none.
It's like, well, why? And again, you know that because it's not going to hurt the Democrats because it's a Democrat representative.
Is Bob Marshall a
Bob,
Republican?
no, Bob Marshall is a Democrat,
Okay.
pushing it. So you want to keep your eye on that. And the League of Women Voters, like you said, they're crazy. It's like this is their alternative voting methods.
Yay, just good government. That's what they're all
What
about.
alternative voting methods? It's like, I don't know, one
We
person,
don't elect enough
one vote.
Democrats and we don't elect enough rhinos. There are not enough Republican rhinos in the legislature.
We just got to get rid of all of them and we could just have Democrats. Well, here, this would be my alternative voting method. One person, one vote
On election
on
day.
election day, show your ID,
Yeah,
right?
there you go.
So that
There you
would be an
go.
alternative
Yeah,
voting method, but we're
that's
just going to,
crazy.
yeah,
That's crazy. That's totally nuts.
that's not bad. But I mean, how deep, I mean, my guess is this will pass, right? If the
Oh, yeah.
Democrats want it. I mean, how dangerous do you
Everything
think?
passes the Democrats want.
How do you think? I mean, I don't
Well,
know
what's my
why.
bigger harm? We've already have a legislature filled of Republicans that are just rhinos. I mean, other there are a dozen out of both houses that are great, but all the rest of them are worthless. I mean, just worthless people. They just can't get enough control.
And this is from Kathy. They just want to call it in or fax it in over 3 months, exactly until they get the desired results. Well, yeah, there's no way to audit ranked choice voting. I mean,
No,
no
no.
one even understands it. And then Jacob says, what about Colorado's bazillion-dollar hole? Well, that's because we have Tabor, Jacob. We need to get rid
Yeah,
of Tabor, and then it would go
Tabor.
away. No,
Yeah.
that's I'm just laughing. But I think, though, this is, again, it's one of those things, and they make it sound, so there's so much division in politics, and,
We don't want that, do we?
but is it, in
No.
Adams County, do we get a say? What do we need more county commissioners for?
Yeah,
What are
the worth of the
we
work.
doing anyway, right?
Yeah, we have three worthless Democratic county commissioners. We need five worthless Democratic county commissioners. We can pay $180,000 to do it.
It's like what, it's like, again, it's insidious what they're doing. They're going to be like, see, it's working there. So now we need to have it. Now we need to have it for legislative races, right?
And
And
for
then
president, we'll get for president. Come on.
pretty soon we'll just get rid of those pesky House district and
Let's just
Senate
get rid
districts
of the public
altogether.
party.
Yeah.
Jacob's got his hand up. Jacob, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can
Yep.
hear you.
Okay, good. Saturday, we got a postcard in the mail telling us that our assessment taxes for 2025 payable in 2026 is ready to go. And you could tell that the city's in a lot of trouble because in the old days, they used to send a statement. Now they only send a postcard. And they said, if you want to see what the amount is, you have to go up on a computer and log
Oh, there
into
you go.
the Denver Gov. And I feel bad for an old 95-year-old lady who doesn't know how to operate a
That's true
computer.
her.
Yeah, she doesn't vote.
She's not human.
No, you're right. It's you. Well, we've talked
They're
before.
running out of money, yeah.
Denver's, I mean, their property tax base, when you've got downtown office buildings selling for $1 million, I mean, we could probably get a loan to buy a downtown Denver office
Why don't we
building,
just do a 1031 exchange?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but who are you going to rent it to? That's the problem.
No, we'll stay
We're
there.
going to take
Rev
it over.
needs about 80,000 square feet himself. We need about 100,000 square feet. So it'll all work
We're going to declare it our own country.
out.
We're going to secede from Colorado, declare it our own country, get a helipad up there, Starbucks in the bottom. I mean, and then I don't know. We can.
Okay.
No, I'm joking about that, but no, you're right. No,
I'm not going to mow the lawn, that's for sure.
yeah, I'm joking about that. Yeah, and all you guys can
Okay.
come. We can do the show from there.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Jacob. Thank you very much. Dr. Donna says working on a home rule for Larimer County, but are not asking the electeds to draft it. What do you mean by that? Why are you not asking for the electeds to feel free to expand on that or chime in if you want, Dr. Donna? I think though, back to this, it's like how can the legislature, well, I'm sure they could if they wanted to, tell Adams County,
Well,
doesn't Adams County probably have its own sort of charter or something like
screw
that?
the charter. The
No.
legislature just figures they'll do whatever they want to do. And who's going to stop them? That beautiful Colorado Supreme Court? No.
No.
No, we're so screwed. Let's see, a 20-story downtown
From
Denver trip.
Second Julia Show headquarters. Exactly. We'll
Exactly.
do that. Well, like I said, we'll have
Put a
our
little
own
Batson
legislature.
up there,
Just
everything.
to fund it, we'll open a Somali daycare center.
Yeah, more than
A
fine.
citizen
Yeah,
petition.
all right.
What else I want? Well, back kind of to the whole Minnesota thing and the fact that we have Marxist legislators in Colorado calling for Coloradans to join this Colorado ICE Rapid Response Network.
Yeah, they should.
It well, it's I mean, again, so they want to, even though they want to start doing that kind of thing here, but I think the bigger thing again that we wanted to emphasize today is don't get bogged down. Even so, Glenn Beck was like, "Well, I don't know if we should have tried." It's like, do not get bogged
Shut up,
down in
Glenn.
that. Yeah, don't get bogged down in that. That's no one's ever going to resolve that. And I think Ron hit it perfectly. Who can you can't trust the video anymore, right? And even the body cam video, if you're the Democrat, you're going to be like, you can't trust that either. And there's going to be another one because that's what they're pushing for, right? And to get bogged down in that is missing the bigger issue of what it is that they're doing, how organized they are. The bigger question, I mean, it appears some of their money, as Ron pointed out, at least some of it is coming from China. And again, their ultimate goal is not to make ICE stop their operations, although they like that. Their ultimate goal is to fundamentally, like Obama said, fundamentally change the United
Well,
States,
he did it. I give
right?
him credit. He did it. I mean, it's they want to destroy the nuclear family. They want to destroy everything. And then they want to attribute it to these wonderful motives. Oh, no. Oh, this poor mom. She was just trying to drive home with her beloved husband.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was a far left lesbian. Oh, yeah.
You know what worries me is what happens when Trump is gone. JD Vance seems okay now. Marco Rubio, I don't know. Marco Rubio, there was a
Like
time,
Trump, they don't.
when he was pretty aware of all the efforts targeting Trump, right? And didn't
Did
speak up
nothing.
then.
In fact, it's helped him as a member of the House or the Senate
Select
Finance
Intelligence.
Committee.
Yeah.
And J.D. Vance undoubtedly has been bought off by what they call little tech. Little
Yeah.
tech are the ones who want all the. They want the country flooded with Indian people with phony degrees who can work cheap
Well,
and.
yeah, I mean, yeah, they have their own thing. So I don't know. That's kind of my concern too, is, Trump has the whatever you want to call it to go through and push through this and to kind of see through it. But what if you get somebody, again, like I said, I don't think the Democrats, if they were to think about it, your average Democrat voter has as much to lose in all of this as we do. And
No,
they're
they're getting all the money from all the Somali daycare deals.
Well, yeah.
No, they do that. I mean, have you ever seen any money passed around Republican circles? There's
No.
tons of money that go to Planned Parenthood. There's tons of money to go to all these nonprofits that all these members are part of. No, they spread the money around. They spread the cheer around. Republicans just give it to, the few fat cats, few realtors, and everything else. And that's the trouble with the Republican Party. It's a pretty greedy party where they, when they steal money, it stays among the few.
They keep it. They keep it.
Yeah.
And we are, I saw Sue Moore and the guys at Colorado Liberty Scorecard were putting out some of their things
Oh,
today.
God.
And I have to say, guys, I was just depressed. It's kind of like, I don't know. We've got some
We got to
great
get Sue Moore on.
we will. We've got some great people down there. People in Ron Hanks kind of image at the state legislature, but they're fighting a massively losing battle. And I kind of fear that the Democrat, I mean, if they're taking time out of, they have like 1 million bills already to be urging people speaking from the floor of the legislature to join essentially an insurrection against the United States of America. That's not good. Let me see. Do we have, okay. Dr. Donna, says when written and ready to go, perhaps I can share the intro on the show. Yes,
Sure,
Dr. Donna, on your
you
petition,
bet, absolutely.
absolutely. Jacob, Planned Parenthood is closing donate locations. A gentleman from PBS knocked on my door asking for a monthly donation.
Wow.
Kathy says it is depressing, enduring a Marxist color revolution is depressing. And Dr. Donna says sounds fabulous. I think she was replying to coming on the show, though, not to the color revolution. Hey guys, that's gonna do it for us today. Thank you to Ron Hanks. Thank you to everybody on Zoom. And we will see you all on
Take
Wednesday.
care, everybody.